France has become the first country in Europe to restrict kids' access to social media this week, with under-15s to be banned from using apps including TikTok and Instagram. The legislation will come into effect for new users in September and for existing accounts in January. France is the latest country to follow Australia's lead with age restrictions on social media. The British government announced similar restrictions last month, which are also expected to come into force next year, while Spain, Greece and Denmark are planning to follow suit. Dr. Anne Genette is a French National Assembly MP for President Emmanuel Macron's Renaissance Party and a former Minister for National Education. Dr. Genette, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Oh, good morning to all of you.
How significant is this ban on kids using social media in France?
Oh, we were so many of us expecting this in the country. You know, there was a parliamentary inquiry commission earlier this year, and we had the opportunity to listen to psychologists, psychiatrists, pediatricians, but also parents and suffering kids. And after this commission, I was, by the way, a vice chair of this commission, you knew that you had no other choice than banning the social access to social media for the kids under the age of 15. Clearly, no choice.
So what's the basics of this ban? What's the age level and the nature of the restrictions in France?
Okay, the age level, 15 years old, it could be 14, could be 16. There is not an appropriate age. The reason why in France is that 15 is the end of secondary school. That makes it easier to check on who is using or not the social networks. Now, the social networks, the definition of a social networks has been made by the European Commission. And, of course, it includes TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, Facebook, and so on. Instagram, of course. But maybe some other newcomers in the coming years, because, of course, some of them, these big companies, will try to create some new social networks. It could be.
President Macron ordered the French government to speed up the bill's passage through Parliament. The aim is to have it in place for the beginning of the new school year in September. Are there any concerns that this may be moving too quickly?
No, it's not. No. When you see that, you see some kids, they are using the social network for more than 5 hours a day. They have lots of, this has really harmful effects, impact on the way they memorize, on the how they can learn. They have sleep disruption. They have a problem with their mental health. They have even social behaviors that have problems. It is really a social emergency now. It is a health emergency in France, a health emergency. That's how we stated. So 1st of September, 1st, the beginning of the school year, we have to go fast now. The faster we go, the better it is. We do not intend to cover 100% of all children, but all of those that will be protected with this law, we maybe have saved them.
Australia made history in December last year when the government here implemented the first ban on social media for under-16s. Mm. How closely has France been observing the experience here in Australia?
I think I can say that clearly Australia was inspiring, showing that if a country has decided to ban, maybe we should also move forward in the same direction. What we were looking more closely at in Australia was the way that you were undergoing the age verification. And we have decided on our side that we have to go through a trusted third party as to make sure that these platforms, these big tech companies, do not have access to any of ID data, personal ID identification, no access to those.
Who will that third party be? How will that work?
It could be. We have with our identity card, which is digital now, we have an app which is called France Identité, and through which you can, it already, by the way, exists with some other platforms that use already this trusted third party. And this trusted third party should be France Identité. It could be also an association which is called e-enfance, e-childhood, I would translate it into e-childhood. And they just check the ID and just tell the platform below the age of 15 or above the age of 15. That's all what they say. That's it. And the platform doesn't know where the child is. Is it a girl, a boy? When was he born? He doesn't know anything. Just below or above the age of 15. That's all that he knows.
3 months after the Australian ban was introduced, Australia's eSafety Commissioner conducted a survey which found around two-thirds of Australian children under 16 still had a social media account. Are you concerned that in France that your ban may also be difficult to implement?
Of course it would be difficult because it is the way that the teenagers grow up. They try to test us. They try to test the red lines always. So always, of course, this will happen too with the access to social networks. We know that. So from September 1st, the age verification will be implemented for those new who decide to sign up with the social network. And it is only from January 1st, between September and January 1st, that these platforms will have to check on all the existing accounts, make sure that the existing accounts are for those above the age of 15. And if not, they will have to delete the accounts of those below the age of 15.
Dr. Genetta, I wanted to ask a broader political question. The far-right political leader Marine Le Pen, she'll now be able to run for president in 2027 after an appeals court shortened her ban on holding public office. How would you describe the momentum behind Marine Le Pen's national rally at the moment?
Oh, quite difficult. It is true that the polls are quite in favour of Marine Le Pen. We have 1 year ahead before the presidential election. You know, 10 years ago, in the same July 2016, at the time, President Macron was even not a candidate running for presidency. And he just said that he would run for president at the end of August. So a year before the presidential election, nobody could tell that Mr. Macron would be elected. So I think it is far too early to know precisely what will happen in April 2027. And I deeply hope that it will not be Marine Le Pen who gets elected, and it will be somebody from the centre-right party.
What do you think are the issues that are attracting some people to follow Marine Le Pen and National Rally?
That's a very good question, very difficult question, because it's not only in France. We also see it in Germany. We used to see it in Sweden, in the Netherlands, in many, many other countries. People, maybe with the social networks, we have a very egoistic way of living now. We hope that the politics will have a direct impact on each of our personal lives. And we do not see it precisely on being a collective decision for the whole society. And people are very, they have no patience. They want the results immediately. They do not really understand that when you set up a policy, it takes time before it is implemented and before you can see the results. They want the results now and immediately. That's the most difficult part, maybe, of the political scene today. We need to provide results. We are sometimes too slow. And of course, if you compare to big tech companies who have the possibility, you take your smartphone, you ask a question, it takes 2 seconds before you have the answer. And clearly, when it comes to policies, public policies, it's not 2 seconds. It's maybe 2 months, sometimes 2 years, sometimes more than 2 years, and it's clearly far too slow. And we have to think about how we should think public policies to make it have a direct impact faster than it has now.
Dr. Anne Genetta, thank you very much for being my guest this morning. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you.